Wally Penfield singing on our Voyager album, Dr. Fred Bell on the keyboards and arranging songs, and that was fun. Get that album at Paradigm.com. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's HealthScienceAndEnergy.com. There we are. We're at .com today. May 23rd. Before the big Memorial Day weekend. Hey, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, buddy.
You going to head out to Indiana for the races?
Actually, we got a poker game started in the other room.
You already started it?
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing with it?
Well, we're just starting to set it up. We got a bunch of people out there, so it'll be a lot of fun. One of these all-night poker games.
How much money you got to put in?
Excuse me?
How much money is this going to be involved here?
Chips. We're using chips right now instead of money. So
in lieu of
the money, we're using chips on the table.
Well, hey, boy. I got my sidekick buddy back there. He loves the music.
Oh, cool.
He hears it in the background, see?
Beautiful.
How much do you guys usually play for? About 10 grand a hand or what?
No. No. Just a nickel dime quarter.
Oh, just quarters, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You'll throw your bag of quarters away.
Yeah, just something to have fun with. Kill the night.
Well, let's tell you, this year is about half gone. Another month. It's about 50% gone. Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
Yeah, we got a lot done on the book now.
Really?
Yeah, the final chapters are written. I'm just rewriting, finishing up some of the earlier chapters, but the final chapter is pretty much done.
That's cool.
100%. It's huge. You got, as soon as you get a... computer, I can show you how thick it is. It's about 8.5 by 11 pages, at least an inch and a half thick.
Wow, that'll be great to read.
That'd it's a lot of book.
I imagine it's going to be that wide.
Cover that. You know, the thing is, as I write about things that are going to happen, they start happening, so that keeps making the book longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how's we're trying to get your Pornomid out to you, too, by
the
way.
Yeah, I can't wait. I wanted to tell everybody about the Pornomid, so as soon as I get it, it's going to be very interesting. Now, I can see the Pornomid set up in my bedroom.
Yeah,
and
yours
I can
is really
see
nice.
The
got a beautiful
from...
gold capstone on it and everything.
Yeah, that'll be really, really nice.
We had to drill some holes. When they put it together, when they manufactured it, there's a brand new design.
Right.
Drawing done this week on how to put it together, and then and we're late with everybody's shipment, and they're all mad at us, but we shipped a bunch of them out today.
Right.
Up on the back orders, and things are cheap, you know. They cost a lot of money just to make. I had a ton of money tied up in them already.
Yeah.
And on top of that, then I had to have a girl work on them 3 more days to finish them because the guy didn't drill all the holes out.
Where the screws go. Right.
And boy, are they pretty, though.
I imagine. I imagine they're beautiful. This is what I've been waiting for because it should be a lot of fun having it in my bedroom.
Yeah, you need it in there. Your bedroom, sex is really a lot better in a Pornomid. Everybody knows that. Of course, you don't know that yet because you haven't tried it, right?
Right.
Yeah, but people line up to get in the Pornomid once.
Well, I really want to use it for a lot of energy, and I want to meditate in it, so it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's good for meditation.
Yeah,
I recommend them for that, too, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I used mine for years.
I think it's really interesting. I can see the energy of it already, so I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of silver. Colored, kind of silver gray. It's really beautifully
cool.
Finished, and it's got a 24 karat gold capstone on the top.
Wonderful.
Which is really nice.
Right.
So
that'd
how's your projector working this week?
Projectors seem to be firing pretty good. They're putting out an awful lot of light, and also the other day, I had some Andromedans in my room again, so evidently something's going on pretty strong.
Yeah, every time I was out running our bulldozer here today, because we're getting ready to do a tennis court in the pond.
Right.
You know? And every time I turn around, I'd see an Andromedan behind me. There's a bunch of them out there. Maybe they don't like the bulldozer that much. I don't know, but...
Well, I think they're probably looking at the property and looking at you and making sure everything's okay.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Kind of weird, though. I've never seen so many of them before.
Yeah, I know in my bedroom, not my bedroom, but in my massage room, boy, they were in there, I think it was today's Friday, they were in there Wednesday all over the place.
Wow.
There must have been three or four of them in the room. They love checking me out for some odd reason or other. I think it's because of the work that I'm doing in the room. And also the projectors, you know, it's pretty powerful in that room.
Yeah, well, here, you know, we have that picture, that famous picture. I think you saw it, the Andromeda in the tree, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was about a long time.
There was no activity, and then there's been a lot of activity out here lately. I don't know if we're going to have a bunch of UFOs show up or what, but I mean, call the place Jurassic Space Park. And for obvious reasons.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of visitors out here, you know.
Well, you know, it's really funny. My projector now. It's really funny, Fred. I had it on yesterday, and I had it out by the water, and I had it out on the top of my shirt.
Yeah.
And the light was hitting the diamonds and the necklace itself and the piece. And there was a lot of light going through my back from the projector, almost like the nuclear receptor, but more.
Yeah.
So I think something is going on with the projectors because that's never happened before.
Yeah, now, I've got, you know, a few. I've got two in here that aren't complete. You know, I got the backs, and I got one complete down in the bedroom in this house, and I've got four over at the other place in Laguna.
Right.
They're running a lot of projection around here.
Well, the projectors are very powerful that are in the room. The one I'm talking about is the one that I'm wearing, the platinum projector. And it was throwing light through my body. It came out of my head about four feet above my head. And everything was lit up in my body, including my chakras.
Wow.
So I think the platinum projector is extremely, extremely powerful. I've never seen it with the other projectors other than the platinum itself.
Yeah.
And the diamonds were firing. It's the first time I've ever seen the diamonds fire in the platinum projector. Either that, Fred, or I'm starting to get used to it, because it took me a long time to get used to that platinum.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's powerful stuff. Real, real powerful. And so I'm accepting it a lot easier.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's been happening this week? Anything exciting? You been watching the news much?
No, Fred. Actually, I've been doing a lot of energy work, and I'm doing a lot of experimental stuff, even with the nuclear receptor and the projector. And I'm also doing some work with my big crystal, my big master crystal. So I'm playing with things, and I'm finding out that the energy is much, much stronger this week than it was the week before. It's probably stronger than I can ever remember it.
Yeah.
So the energy is real, real strong. It's putting out, the auras are tremendous. And on my show, what I've been able to do is people are feeling their auras 3,000 miles away.
Oh, yeah, so, I feel like lightning bolts in here right now, actually.
Yeah, it's really incredible. For some odd reason, I'm able to have people hold out their hand like they're shaking my hand, and I actually just put my hand out, and they can feel the aura from here over to there instantaneously, which is, you know, 3,000 miles. And it's really incredible what's happening. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So I think the nuclear receptor, the projectors, the one that I'm wearing and one that the people are wearing, I think they're finding them to be extremely, extremely powerful. And now's the time to wear them. I mean, there's a time to have them, and now's the time to have them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
it's funny because I got out of the political section of my book finding, because we've been reading little tiny pieces of it on the show, but I'm back into the scientists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember I started all the way back 500 BC.
And yeah.
Told a story of each famous scientist that made a contribution.
Right.
And clear up to quantum, and right up now.
Yeah.
We just got up to quantum.
But I'm finding it's incredible, Fred. The energy is really nice.
Yeah.
It's very smooth. It's very clean, but it's a lot more powerful.
Yeah, it's well, you know the more, you know, that when people read this book, they'll learn about entanglement as it was discovered, not just the fact that it exists,
mm-hmm.
but the entangling process, how it was discovered, from the discovery of the electron, discovery of the atom, the nucleus, the atomic weights, the shell numbers, then the tunneling process of quantum, and how they originally taught the electron moved around the proton like planets.
Right.
Now they don't teach any of that anymore. It doesn't
right.
work at all like that. But
right.
That's the way people were brought up to understand. That was the old classic physics.
Right, right, right.
But quantum, it became another animal, basically. An animal that means that the electron has basic characteristics that are particles and waves simultaneously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when we say simultaneously, there's the speed of the electron, which was the speed of light, no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're experiencing.
That's incredible. I can tell you that my mitochondria is bigger than what it was a year ago.
Yeah.
I think we discussed that about 4 or 5 months ago, and I believe it's from the projector.
Yeah.
I think that something's really happening to our bodies, and I think it's happening now. So I know that my mitochondria is bigger because I can see my cells, and I can actually see the size of the mitochondria in the center of the cell.
Yeah.
So something's really happening big, Fred, real big.
Well, as more people understand them, then the quantum field changes, you know.
Yeah.
Becomes a lot bigger.
Yeah. So there's something.
Well, this field expands, consciousness expands.
Right, 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 right.
And so what we're experiencing now is because of this technology, and realize it's been used in a negative way so for so long by the government and all the control satellites, which we've been studying in the book.
Right.
And now we've reversed the energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that the nuclear receptor is really, really powerful. Now, I have the 18-karat gold nuclear receptor with the platinum bridge on it and a carat diamond.
Yeah.
And it's firing, Fred. I mean, it is just pure white light. So something is really happening. And even the silver ones, my friends who have the silver ones have some diamonds in them, and they're really firing, Fred.
Oh, that's amazing.
So something is really going on. Something big is really, really happening.
Yeah, and it's about time.
Yeah. So,
it's right that Obama's been doing so well, ending the stupid recession that really was created by Tavistock Institute anyway, in the foreign and all the banks, you know.
Right.
It's nice that that's coming to an end now.
Right,
even
right, right.
Even the financial wizards are saying, well, it's cleaning up now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now's the time to buy property.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, you shouldn't have to buy property. The Indians had it right. Nobody mm-hmm. owns the land.
That's right.
That's
right.
Why I had before I bought my first house, I didn't want to own any land. I believe in the Indian way.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got my arm twisted by some of my friends that invest in real estate, but you know, it doesn't turn me on much. You can make a lot of money at it, but still, it belongs to the Indians, you know. Free range.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing over the holidays? You're not going to watch the race?
I sort of doubt it, Fred. I'm really starting to do a lot of meditation right now. I'm being driven to do a lot of meditation, a lot of energy work, a lot of writing. I seem to be extremely centered, very grounded, and so something's happening big.
You're not going to take your car out, go cruising?
No, I got that transmission problem. Yeah, we're not sure what it is. They just took the tranny out today, so.
But they see what was wrong with it. What did it
look like? I don't know. They haven't taken it over to the tranny guy yet, so I'm not sure. It's taken a week before they can do it. The place I take it to is called Classics and Customs, and they do a lot of the old-time cars and a lot of, you know, like the 32 Fords and the High Boys and. And so they have to get a lot of cars ready for this weekend because there's here in Rochester in Memorial Day weekend's very big on parades with cars. I think there's like 3 or 4 shows this weekend. And it's really a great place. My friend's uncle is Tom Galassano, and
okay.
He's got a gorgeous 54 Chevy, I believe it's a Chevy truck, and that's getting ready for this weekend too. So there's a lot going on, and I know there's a lot of guys that are going to be racing, drag racing on Sunday. We have a track out here, an NHRA track.
Wow.
It's called Leicester, and it's going to be jam-packed. I think I'm going to go there on Sunday. Well, we're all drag racers anyhow, you know, so it's really a lot of fun to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I used to love the Indianapolis Speedway race. That was
supposed
to make transportation better.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Marnelli Jones went out there with a turbine and a four-wheel drive, which nobody had before. That was all two-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Drove circles around everybody safely. And then at speeds close to what they're doing now, which is 20 years later.
Right.
And they kicked him out. First they made the turbine intake smaller.
That's right.
And then they kicked him out completely. No more turbines. And
yep.
If they'd have been what they claimed they were, turbines would be in a lot of cars right now. They're very efficient.
I think Eddie Sachs got hurt in one. Hello, somebody's with us.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. Hi. Who's this?
Good. It's Jeff in Pennsylvania.
How's Jeff in Pennsylvania doing?
Not too shabby. I had a couple of questions for you, and I was hoping you could help.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, you have mentioned a couple of things on the shows that perhaps we could address a little bit. You had spoken about orbital patterns at one point.
Right.
And I was wondering, I don't know if you're familiar with the Roden coil or toroidal coils, but I was wondering what your thoughts are of combining those with quartz.
Well, you can, you know, let's see, who was it? It was, I just wrote about him yesterday. I discovered the pizza left, I got to look up my notes. It was around the turn of the century that, not David Bohm, but Niels Bohr.
Oh, Niels, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy before him that I was writing about, let me pull my notes out here. Let me take a second.
Yeah, because there's quite a chain before Bohr.
Yeah, Bohr was turn of the century up to the World War II and beyond, but let's see here. Got a lot of notes. Oh, yeah, it's right here. I wrote this yesterday. Rutherford, that's who it was. Yeah. Rutherford was the guy that discovered, or was it Moseley? Let's see here. Moseley, one of these two guys. They discovered the fact that crystals swell. The crystals, they vibrate, you know. I was trying to read it.
I found it kind of interesting. I got a batch of those, just, you know, just some mine run stuff, cheap stuff just to play with and try cutting.
Yeah.
And I had a real pain in my hand, and I put it inside a bag of crystals, and the pain went away. I was really surprised.
Yeah, here it is. It was Madame Skodowska Curry. You know, remember the Currys?
Oh, yeah.
November 7th, 1867, July 4th. Was a physicist of Polish upbringing and a French citizen and the first person to win 2 Nobel Peace Prizes, which, while also being the first female professor at the University of Paris. In the July of 1895, the year she met Pierre Curie, and he lived from May 15, 1859 to April 19, 1906. He was killed by a horse buggy, by the way. They were married. Pierre Curie, that's who it was. Pierre and his brother Jacques had demonstrated earlier that the electric potential is generated when crystals are compressed. That's what I was looking for. Today, almost all digital electronic circuits rely on the phenomenon known as the crystal oscillator.
Yeah, they use piezoelectricity to generate a couple of pulses.
In my own work,
In my own work, I made a further discovery that just before an earthquake, quartz crystals will expand, and upon this developed an earthquake detector. And that's what I wrote. That was some of what I was writing yesterday.
Would you consider commenting on something?
Well, when you put quartz around these different fields, it sets up a different orbital pattern on the electron shells, because what happens is these fields bring the electrons up from one level of state to a higher state. Anytime you raise the frequency or the energy of an electron band, it releases photons.
Correct.
And these photons, if you look at the shells of the electron, there's, you know, there's two to make a perfect shell and a helium atom, and then there's 8, 16,
right.
and the numbers go up. Each time you jump a shell level, you jump a wavelength. You follow me?
I do, but
so,
I think that when you do that,
and looking at the hydrogen atom, they discovered that there were different multiples of the electron moving around the proton, and it's changing, which of course induces consciousness. And explains the photon level. But then what happened was, when you get up into the projectors, you know, the nuclear projectors that we make, the holographic projectors, you start modulating the wavelength to quantum level, and the quantum level can be programmed into consciousness.
Right. I've seen how you program those with
the crystal. That's what Niels Bohr had done. Niels Bohr him and Heisenberg, Werner Heisenberg, were studied with Rutherford, and then Heisenberg got sucked into the Third Reich to make the nuclear program go, and Niels Bohr took off. Well, when Niels Bohr took off, before that, in Germany, he was doing a lot of work with consciousness. And remember, the father of nuclear physics is Bohr, and
right.
then he's also considered the foundation, the guy that laid out quantum physics. And then, of course, Niels Bohr and Einstein were friends. Do you know that Niels Bohr almost became a football player? He would have been a quarterback.
That's a hoot.
Yeah, he was a good-looking guy. And,
can you imagine that, Steve?
Yeah, he very powerful. He was like Wernher von Braun, you know. And he did play football in college. He was a star player in college and in Germany. And
all right, I want to try something, Fred.
Yeah.
I want to take a hula hoop, clean out the center core. I want to fill it with crystal.
Yeah.
I want to wrap a toroid coil around the circumference and put a master crystal in the center and try and use it as a detector. Any thoughts?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I would probably add a projector. I'd put a projector on either side of the one of the big standalones.
Well, I'm thinking one of your pyramid irradiators to actually focus on the crystal and actually transfer the energy out through and see whether or not we can actually pick up ZPE.
Yeah, you could, but I'm saying if you had two standalone projectors, what do you think about that, Steve? Wouldn't two of those on either side of a master crystal instead of a crystal toroid? That'd be pretty powerful, wouldn't it?
I think that would be extremely powerful, Fred.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful.
Because you'd be getting into the holographic grid that the projectors run on.
Good. I was doing a remote viewing session, and that's what came up. So the first thing that popped into my mind was your devices. But I was wondering if the orbital patterns would go outside the standard, you know, the P's and whatever, and we could actually, well, as you and I both know, when you have photonic energy released, you have negative ions, and we both
yeah.
know those are really good for the body.
Right. Well, the ionization takes place producing the photon.
What I'm doing, I'm remote viewing right now. If you take two of those projectors, put them on the outside, I think you'll see a whole universe inside the hula hoop itself.
Okay, that agrees with everything that came out of my session, so good.
Yeah, you would see a tremendous amount of energy. I'm actually looking at it right now, and it's quite big. I mean, it's really, really big in the center and stuff.
Steve, would you throw one more element
in the orbit of that particular element that you're working on? The photons are everywhere and every when that's in the hologram simultaneously. That's where we're at with quantum mechanics now.
All right, Steve, throw one more item into this.
Yeah.
I've been using tuning forks with a piece of software that allows me to see what a tuning fork will hit inside the body. I'm using a spectrum analyzer that will actually show what part of the body it works on. Could you check and see whether or not you can see any particular fork that would work best with that particular circuit to try and ring it and make it actually activate?
I'm getting the letter D. I'm not sure why, but...
That's fine. I know exactly what note to work with.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. I think that you'll find that it'll hit the... what it's doing right now, it's going into the fifth brain. It's also going into the central tendon. The central tendon is the diaphragm. It's opening up the diaphragm tremendously.
I've got a fork that happens to be one of the triple number sets.
Right.
You know, like 111, 222, 333, and so on. Are any of those viable?
123 is. I'm getting a yes for 123.
No. 111, 222, or 333, or so on and so forth, all the way up to 999.
Well, I'm getting 123.
123, 123. I got a 147. I don't have a 123.
Do you have like a 123? Do you have a 123?
I can get it made.
Please do. That's what I'm hearing. I'm trying to see the energy. I'm remote viewing it now. 9, 8, 7.
Try a 666.
I'm trying to do 6. No.
Nothing.
5.
How about a 147? Weighted.
147. No.
All right.
I'm
then I'll just have to have a 123.
I don't know why. I just like a 123, and I don't know why, but it seems like there's a lot of energy in the center of it.
All right. I'm wondering if maybe I need to do something Fibonacci to do that.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I've heard of Fibonacci because it has a lot to do with the nuclear receptor. But I know that I'm just hearing 123. That's what.
All right, that's good enough for me.
And I'm
that was something that was really important because of what we were trying to play with. I've just got some interesting crystal fibers, and I want to use those with some of the crushed crystals I've got and see what I can get out of this thing.
Yeah.
Because what I'm trying to do is build a detector
crystal,
for the human body.
Yeah,
it won't be like
crystal,
the X1, Fred, but...
Yeah, my crystal at work, you know, the master crystal I have is lighting up just by mentioning 1, 2, 3.
All right, then that means something.
I don't know why. I have no idea why. But
doesn't matter. As long as it lights up, that's good enough for me.
And it's heating up. It's not like it's just lighting up. It's heating up. So I'm just going by what I'm hearing, and I'm telling you what I'm hearing.
All right, Fred, one other question. You're familiar with mudras, right?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. You can generate scalar waves with them, and I was wondering about trying to activate a toroidal coil using the physical body to create a mudra.
Yeah, you can do that as long as you're in tune with your body.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. If you have time for another question or two, I've got a couple that you had pointed out that I was kind of curious about. You had mentioned white light logos and the logoic plane and the seven vibratory frequencies going to the seven organs. Could you tell me a little bit more about the white light? Because I want to try and use some LEDs with white light that's as pure as I can get to do some work.
Well, yeah, you know, the white is the crown chakra.
Right, and you were the ones that told me about getting the zircon for my receptor.
Right.
Yes.
And
it
worked fine. Do you have laser yet?
By the way, we did some testing on that, and without the receptor on, my field runs about 10 or 12 feet. With it on, it goes out to 50.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how it's
unbelievable.
That's how it, thank you. That's how it, You know, what's his name, the scientist that works on these two different machines that are now up on the satellites, on the keyhole satellites that send these microwave beams down in the VHF region, 250
megahertz. You're talking about Clementine?
Well, not the Clementine, no. This is newer stuff and more expensive stuff. The Clementine is just cheap little, they shoot it out around the moon. They fire it around a planet for the HARP stuff to monitor that. But this is a lot more sophisticated. And what happens is you need to have, it fires two simultaneous UHF, VHF beams into your head. And the pattern, the way it finds your head is that it's already taken your voice off the telephone through the echelon
carnivore
program.
Either carnivore or one of the others.
Yeah, and it has, they have on the gray supercomputers and the newer computers, they have already recorded your emotional, electrical brain set, and from that they have gotten a language, an electronic language. From every word that you've spoken, they have now electrolyzed the voice / emotional / brain wave inputs.
Which means they can
call emotional auric reading, yeah. So what they do is they fire that at your head, and then the difference between, let's say they have a beam that's 250 megahertz, another one that's 275 megahertz, they have 25 megahertz range in there, and they'll have a guy sit in a control room, and he'll actually possibly see you if they have some secondary equipment that looks through walls, which they now are as we speak, are incorporating.
Yeah,
they'll
actually
talk to you in your head. And you
yeah.
can hear them. And you'll even hear the sounds in the control room in the background in your head. This has happened to people already. And so when you have the receptor on, it creates what's called auric offset, and they can never get the reading that they need to beam in on you.
I found the fire dome blocks it, too.
Because the receptor is triangulating all these different frequencies. It's basically scrambling and encrypting them so only you understand them, and they can never keep up with them.
Yeah, I found the fire dome will block all that.
Yeah, I didn't know the fire dome would do it, but I never tried it, but I know the receptor does it well.
Well, you hang it above the bed about a foot and a half above the face while you're sleeping, and nothing gets through.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. So bottom line is when you extend your feel out 50 more feet or whatever you've got it out to, and you're just, do you have a silver one?
Yes, I do.
What kind of receptor do you have?
It's just the silver.
Yeah. The silver one is a good field generator. So you'll be able to play around with it. So you can then tune that into that other apparatus that you and Steve were talking about.
Well,
and you don't have any disturbances.
Can I show him something, Fred, that I think he'll find very amazing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hold your hand out like I'm going to shake it. You're out in the weird, about 350 miles from here.
Right.
You're
you and I are just north and south of each other.
Okay. I'm going to take my hand, and I'm going to put pressure on your fingertips. You should be able to feel heat.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Going into your body now. Your aura, can you feel the strength of your aura?
Not right now, but I can feel it coming down the arm.
Right. Can you feel the energy going out your body? Can you feel the white light going through your body and out?
I feel a pulse
feel
about
3 feet. Pardon me?
I feel a 3-foot pulse.
Yep. Yep. And that is your aura. I'm feeling your aura 375 miles from here.
Well, you're
Thinking
not normal either. You're probably one of the most sensitive guys I know.
Yeah, so I'm just showing you that there's no limit to the aura. Absolutely no limit. And as you're wearing the projector or the receptor, you're going to find it's a lot more powerful.
I've always had tremendous effects by using the receptor. I can actually wear that under a shirt, a business shirt, when I go into a meeting. And when I go in, everybody turns their head, you know, as if, you know, the old pheromone reaction. When
yes.
you walk into a room, they don't see you, but they notice something.
Yes.
Well, the same thing happens with the receptor, and they don't know why they find you interesting, but they do.
Yeah.
And if you put that thing outside the shirt, obviously, you know, all bets are off.
It really blossoms. But the energy is really fantastic. And I do it with people out in California, you know, where you can touch the hand. And the white light just goes surrounds with the nuclear receptor. I mean, it's just
all right, you
want to
try something different. If you'll point your left hand, put your left hand straight out, your arm straight out from your hand.
Right.
Point your finger down to the south towards me.
Right.
And then you won't be able to do this on the phone, but if you'll take your right hand and put it about a foot out from your head and close your eyes,
right.
Bring your hand in, you'll actually feel the scalar waves hitting your forehead.
Well, I can see the energy of the scalar waves in my head.
Right.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. Yeah.
I have no idea how that works, but I know it does.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I can actually look at that. That's wild.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's ways of connecting that way, because I know Fred's been working on the X1, and I almost think that there's got to be some way of energizing the X1 other than, you know, separated and light separated and sound amplified.
I think
you know?
What's going to happen is that we're coming into energies we don't know nothing about that are so powerful, and Fred's hitting on this X1 that's really going to open things up tremendously. But I think that we're hitting on energies that's never been felt before. I think we're pioneers in hitting something that's so powerful between the three of us. I think it's really fantastic.
I read a book recently, Fred, that is called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, and those folks are using ozone, which is, you know, three molecules of oxygen, to actually reverse just about every bacterial and viral infection there is. I had no idea that stuff was out there.
You can do it, but you can overkill with that very quickly.
What do you mean by overkill? Just too much of a reaction?
Ozone becomes toxic and cancer-forming if produces free radicals right away. It only works on the subtractive process, meaning that you need to know exactly when you have hit your target and destroyed it. If you hit your target and destroy it, like say your lungs, then you start over amping your lungs. You start turning the inside of your lungs raw. They become like raw, very raw, and it destroys the tissue in the cells. I always recommended ozone therapy for the lungs. Is about a minute and a half every 6 months. That's enough. So,
what do you think about the IV ozone?
Huh?
What do you think about intravenous ozone?
Same thing there. It doesn't matter how you apply it. It's fine. I mean, if you do it once in a while, a small amount, but what do? With charged water?
Well, basically you take out maybe 50 cc's of blood. You put it into a vial with a little bit of saline. You ozonate it to purify it and kill all the bacteria. And then when you inject it back in the other arm, what happens is evidently that highly oxygenated blood, which instead of being brown is now cherry red, it goes in and it converts the cancer cells, the HIV cells, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing
them.
In France.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine, but as soon as they detect the destruction of those cells, then it's time for no more ozone.
Oh, yeah, you stop at the end of the process. When you get a pretty cherry red blood, they supposedly stop at that point because you're pretty well clear.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But these people that buy these ozone generators and set them up in their house are nuts. I mean, look what it does to rubber, you know, without even just the ozone in the air in Los Angeles. You've got rubber on your shock absorbers of your motorcycle out on the front, they rot and fall off after a couple of years. Rubber around the window in a car after 2 or 3 years starts cracking and falling apart, even if it's not in the sun.
Yeah.
So for that reason, because it's destroying the molecular structure of the rubber molecule, because it causes what's called cross-linking, which is a sulfur reaction out of the rubber. It extracts the sulfur out, and the sulfur actually attacks the rubber itself, which is
Would you use DMSO to replace the sulfur?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Okay.
Any source you know, in the body, the fifth element in the body is sulfur, your oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and then sulfur.
I ran across some essential aminos that are crystalline in form that instead of coming out of soy or whey or whatever, they come out of a plant base, and they actually uptake into the small intestines in 23 minutes instead of this, you know, the normal 3 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe a good way of getting those things drawn into the system fast would be to use DMSO on transdermal.
Yeah, well, that'll work.
Yeah, okay. All right, one last question before I go. I don't want to hold you two up because I know you got a lot to talk about.
Oh, this is the best time to talk to me is on the air because during the week I'm working on my book and I don't take calls.
I know. We've tried to get through. Your book is important. That's got to get out.
Yeah.
You had mentioned a chart of infectious disease contraction times. Is that going to be in the new book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the new book.
And you had mentioned something about green, the note C,
about
the 440 diatonic, and the thyroid, pineal, and pituitary glands. Can you speak about anything like that?
Hang on a second here. What about the thyroid gland?
Well, I heard something, and I'm not sure what it was, but you had mentioned something about the green light lasers, the note C,
yeah,
out of the 440 diatonic, and then those three glands.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't catch everything what you were talking about using it for, but I was wondering, can you use an LED green C and hit it there, or do you think a 432 would be better?
Well, a 432, well, we use green lasers more in the
500
region, okay, centimeters. So that's where we green lasers, because that's coherent light. Coherent light comes directly off the astral plane.
Right, and that's where all the emotion-based is.
Exactly, and you don't get that with an LED.
I had posited
it. use LEDs. We actually sell a product that uses white LEDs, or blue LEDs, rather, blue ones, for getting rid of cabin fever.
Oh, right, right.
The emotional level of the body.
Yeah, and it turns out that the blue light at 1072 nanometers actually destroys MRSA, both the hospital version and the community version.
Yeah, so you're up in microwave light there.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's okay because through an LED it's not going to hurt.
No, not through an LED, but that's very, you wouldn't even see the light at that frequency.
Oh, you don't need to see it. You just need to feel it.
Yeah. Well, you got some LEDs that run up that high or what?
Yeah. I've been playing with that now for the last 6 months and trying to develop a couple of new products so I can actually affect things in a different way. I started using yellow. The only problem with the yellow was is it was so powerful, when I pointed it at my body, my heart would begin to race and my entire endocrine system went out of balance, and I didn't think that was such a good idea.
Yeah, yellow, that's solar plexus. Psychics really like the solar plexus energy, though. They like it a lot. The adrenals, liver, good cleansing frequency. So if you're getting a detox reaction, it's going to raise your pulse rate, and that'll raise your blood pressure.
That's what I was wondering, why the pulse rate was going through the roof,
normal,
so I stopped using
that's
it.
Normal.
All right, thank you.
I think what I've been doing lately for the last 4 or 5 months is that I'm turning the inside of the body translucent. It's very clear. It becomes where the liver, pancreas, heart, spleen, everything disappears in the body. And I'm
you mean disappears,
that,
or you can see it better?
Excuse me?
Do you mean it disappears, or you can see it better?
It actually disappears. It actually disappears. I'm using that with the projectors, the nuclear receptor, and the projector that I wear.
Your projector is platinum, right?
It's producing a translucent color that allows everything to disappear. I think Fred was onto something really big when his daughter was disappearing in his house. And I think what we're doing now is that we're seeing things disappearing inside the body itself. So I think there's a lot going on. There's tremendous in energy. And I think that might be a different way of going right now, where it just, it goes absolutely translucent.
I think what you're doing, Steve, is just cross-dimensional transport. And I think that's what happened to her.
Yeah. I think that that's a different way of going in terms of energy. And I think when you start getting into that kind of light, you're talking about a power that's really, really high.
I guess I would wonder whether going cross-dimensionally would do one of two things. Would it be a very good way to protect the physical body, or would it be a great way of actually healing it? And I don't know if either one is true.
I think it's both, and I think it's probably a lot more. I just don't know yet because it's pretty new for me. When the body goes that translucent and you see nothing but pure white light, and then the pure white light just disappears and becomes translucent in the body where you can't see anything.
The LED devices I've been using, I've been putting them on a full cycle mode, which strobes from the bottom to the top frequency in steps, and it does it slowly over a four-minute cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening is by the third cycle, if you have any blockages, it clears them out with an absolute shutter through the body, which, you know, we all know what that is.
Yeah,
but
I'm
just wondering, because
what I'm trying to do is to reach a level that we can use our minds to become more translucent and become clearer. And that's why I've been meditating a lot lately and doing a lot of things. I can't wait till I get that portamid. I think that portamid will take me to a different range of energy.
Yeah, it will, because you'll have a real night's sleep. You probably never had a good night's sleep in your life, because there's electromagnetic energies that always short-circuit your aura.
Right.
Somebody just popped in, guys.
Your Monday body, yeah.
I just
thank
heard
you for calling. That's really good stuff.
All right, have a nice evening now.
Thank you so much. That was great, Fred.
Yeah, he's having lots of fun with our stuff.
He sure is.
You talk to Jeff a lot?
No, I talked to him once in a great while when he calls me on my show or something like that.
Oh, that's good.
But he seems to be a nice guy.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get people to do is call in on this show, because this is their show.
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of phone calls during the week. People ask me these questions.
Right.
And they're not going to get answers. I mean, I can't stop and break the flow of my book for some questions, even though they're important.
Yeah.
Now is the time to call in. Anytime you want to talk to me about anything. Including my sidekick, too. I've got one very nervous, the young one here. His birthday is, what's today? Is that 22nd?
Yep.
Tomorrow's Buddy's birthday. Can you believe
wonderful.
That? On Labor Day, my bird, here, Buddy. Here.
That's great.
He'll be 1 year old. My other sidekick, here he is, everybody. His birthday's tomorrow. He's 1 year old already. And boy, oh boy, has he got the energy. He can't hold him still.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
He's got a lot of energy, yeah. Just really got it. He's a little boy. He's the only boy we got around here. Obese is older. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Hans McCall, but he's the baby of the family.
Right.
When are you going to get a bird?
I would love to get a bird, Fred, but I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. I'm always doing something with energy. I'm always playing with energy. I'm either here or I'm at work playing with energy, so I don't really have the time, and I really should take the time to play more.
Oh, yeah. Me too. That's what everybody tells me. When I get this book down, I'm going to play all summer.
There you go.
Work on my X1, but I'm going to be playing a lot too. I've been working on this thing for 4 friggin' years.
It's really important. You know, Fred, the work that we're doing, like this translucent work, I don't know where it's going, but it seems to be awfully powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And, you know, I think the portamid is even going to take it further.
Yeah. Oh, it will. You're going to, and you need to get an orb for the top of that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't cost much. That's affordable. I think they're your cost is probably $150 or something.
Is there a crystal or something I can put on the portamid, Fred?
Yeah, I'll send you one with it.
Okay.
Just keep reminding me. It should go out. It would have gone out this last week if we had to drill all of them. Because we had to drill each portamid. Your portamid is, let's see, 16 pieces plus the capstone.
Right.
So we had to drill 17 pieces.
Right.
They forgot to put holes in every piece.
No.
I pay a lot of money. for these things, more than you actually paid.
Right.
Yours cost more than you actually charged you for it. Because a lot of people, you know, we were selling them for $1,500 for the whole system with the capstone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality wasn't there.
Right.
Now it's $1,500 or so, I think, until she raises the price, which is not that much of a profit, believe me, of what they cost.
Right.
Before there was pretty good profit. Now there's not so much, but with a much better quality product.
I think it's important, Fred. You know, your stuff is so good.
The Portamid was our crappiest product in the product line because it consisted of these round metal poles that went down and a bolt stuck up and people would step on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just flat out ugly, you know?
Yeah.
And now there are these beautiful square rods that are all machined. Corner pieces are all machined. There's no bolts in the corner anymore. They're all just made perfect.
Cool.
The plating process is much better. The painting process is much better. The gold, you should see the gold on the capstone.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, those capstones look like they're solid gold.
Yeah.
Birthday boy here. I just can't get him to go on his stand over there. You talking to him?
He must be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, these birds are something else.
Yeah.
Really steal the show around here.
That's great.
I can't wait till you get a bird.
I'd love to get a bird.
I'll help you get a bird. You have to drive out here and pick it up and then drive it home.
Cool, that'd be a lot of fun.
I'd recommend an eclectus, probably.
A who?
An eclectus, what these are.
Okay.
They don't talk quite as much as an African gray.
Mm-hmm.
Man, are they smart. Bird is so smart.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we're going to be out of time here. We only got a couple more minutes. You got to go ahead and tell everybody about your show?
Oh, yeah. My show, we're going to be on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. It's Steve Barish Healing Hour, and we'll continue our conversation tomorrow night on love and compassion and harmony and different things of that nature.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of healing on the program, so please tune in and listen. It'd be great.
And what's your phone number? Because I've got a lot of Ustreamers that won't see you tomorrow night.
Oh, sure. My phone number is 585-746-8321. That's my cell phone, and people can call me at home or on the show or whatever. The show has got its own phone numbers, but I'm always willing to help people out no matter what. And, you know, it's important for me to do that.
Yeah, and... you can reach us at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. And you can email me at fredbell@paradigm.com. I was getting a lot of emails, and I haven't been getting too many lately.
Mm-hmm.
People are probably mad at me because I don't come to the phone, but I apologize for that. But if you email me, you'll get an answer. That I'm good on. His emails.
Great.
And if you can't figure out how to do Paradigm, just type in Dr. Fred Bell in the search engine and Google or any of them, and my name will come up, and you'll see Paradigm.com and all that kind of stuff. And then you can just say FredBellParadigm.com, and you can reach me, you know.
Yep.
And the 800 number does ring here in Temecula. It rings in Laguna Beach, too, and... at our shop down there. Hopefully I'll have the whole operation out here one day, you know?
That'll be great.
And those of you that watch, if you're getting late with your products, we apologize for that, but everything's getting shipped now. We finally got a crew. It's so hard to find good people. So we finally got a pretty good crew working here now, probably the best we've ever had.
Wonderful.
I just programmed my projector for good health, and within 3 days I had one of the best employees, two of the best employees, and my daughter coming as the third one on June 2nd from England to work.
Well, there's a young lady that works for you by the name of Rachel. She seems to be very bright and very nice.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Rebecca, yeah.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
She ran a manufacturing facility before she was here.
Wonderful.
So she's pretty much taking care of all the problems. She's doing diagrams and drawings. She takes the Portamids. She's refining the shipping system.
Fantastic.
Getting the order system to work. She's answering the phone, her and another lady. There's two ladies that answer the phone. And pretty soon my daughter will be the third one. And then
wonderful.
We got a staff over in Laguna to do the shipping of the stuff over there. So we ship out of here, and we're shipping out of Laguna Beach now, too.
Yeah, great. Well, I guess we better sign off,
yeah,
buddy.
I guess so. I better get the, good grief, yeah, get the old music back up here and listen to it a little bit, have a little bit of fun here. Little Holly Penfield, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. A lot of new U-Steamers every time we do a show. We got new listeners and watchers. We'll do a show tomorrow night. It won't be on Ustream. It'll be on bbsradio.com. It's a pre-recorded show, but it's my information hour. Holly Penfield. Song called Sea of Love. We're